Grace to you and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So someone said to me recently that we have hit the place in the pandemic where we all have to think of ourselves as endurance athletes, like those who run marathons or complete decathlons or do freestyle diving. For those who compete on that level, understand what it is to be completely exhausted, to feel like your physical strength and your endurance are about to run out. And so they have to tap into a kind of mental strength that's deeper than their exhaustion, beyond the physical discomforts of the moment. A strength that ignores, in some ways, the exhaustion of muscles and joints that just want to quit. I imagine that many of us experience this time as requiring that kind of endurance. Even if we are grateful for the gifts that we're given each day, it is really hard not to get impatient and weary when we're thinking about all that we are delaying, all that we are waiting for as we await this pandemic to come to an end. For indeed, some of us have been waiting for more than a year to see parents or grandchildren or children or siblings or cousins. For some of us, it has been a year since we've been able to sing in a choir or just with other people, not to mention in church. We're waiting to go to shows, waiting for business to pick back up, waiting to be able to give someone a hug without worrying that it might kill them, waiting for visits and for vacations, waiting for a check to come into the mail, in the mail for some help. And above all now, waiting for a vaccine appointment. Waiting as a test of endurance is kind of a strange activity. Unlike running a marathon or completing a decathlon, it is basically passive. To wait, whether for a doctor's appointment or to take your line in the grocery store or waiting even for a baby to be born, by itself doesn't require a whole lot from us. We can read magazines or scroll through our phones while we wait and pass the time, which is not to say that it doesn't involve endurance, it's just mental endurance. Waiting means being able to live with the reality that there's a goal set before you, but you can't get there to that goal until the circumstances around you shift. You almost have to wait for the goal to come to you because you've done everything that you can possibly do, and so now it just depends on other people and circumstances for the thing waited for to happen. And some of the mental energy that waiting requires is the mental energy that comes with simply admitting limitations. That there are things that you can and cannot do. And often when you are waiting for something, there's a lot that you cannot do. The doctor will not call your name until the doctor is ready for you to come down into the back. And that can be wearying. But those who wait on the Lord, Isaiah tells us today in our first reading, those who have the Lord as their goal will experience waiting differently. Those who wait on the Lord will not have their strength sapped, but renewed. They will mount up as with wings of an eagle. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. It's a different kind of strength that our scriptures commend to us today. The words from this reading were first addressed to a weary people who knew well the trauma of national disaster and who understood the deep disappointment that comes with endless waiting. The people who had first heard Isaiah's words had seen their land destroyed by an occupying power. The most skilled among them had been marched into exile and forced to live in a strange land for 7 decades. When finally they got the word that they could return home, they thought that they had finally received all that they had been waiting for those 70 years. They had been waiting to see the farms and the villages where their grandparents had lived, the fields and the vineyards that their great-grandparents had planted, the place of worship their great-great-great-great-great and beyond grandparents had built, the city that they believed that God had promised them. And so they took a long march home from exile, thinking that they had finally reached their goal at the end of the march, only to discover that the homes were destroyed, that the fields had been overtaken by weeds, and that there was a lot of rebuilding left to do. And worst of all, the thing that they had hoped for the most, reunion of all their fellow countrymen and women, well, that wasn't going to happen, because not everyone from their nation was going to come back. And so with one, several waits ended, a new waiting was just beginning. The long, hard slog of rebuilding a nation, on top of the wait to return, the wait to rebuild, a wait for good leaders, a wait for a vibrant style of life. More so than any other time I can remember in preaching history, in my preaching history, can I imagine that we today can sympathize with what these people were going through and what they must have wondered. Does God not see? Does God not care? Why have our rights been disregarded by our God if we have waited this long to have so much further to go? To them and to us, Isaiah the prophet declares, look up to the heavens and the stars. God is bigger than the movements of the nations. Leaders to God are like pieces on a chessboard. God is bigger than the earth itself. God exists beyond the stars. To God, God's people, the inhabitants of the earth, they are like grasshoppers to us. But take heart, waiting people, the prophet is trying to say. God's grandeur, God's bigness, God's ability to name even the stars themselves. God's grandeur is not meant to humiliate or belittle you, but to console and strengthen you. For this one who has created the stars has a focus also on the brokenhearted, on binding up the wounds of the hurting, and on lending that very strength, that strength which created all of the cosmos, to people like you and me. So those who wait on the Lord, the prophet declares, will renew their strength. Because unlike the things that we wait for, there's no gap between the thing when you are waiting for God, there is no gap between the thing that you're hoping for and the present reality. No gap between the goal and its arrival. Wait for a vaccine, some of us are. And we are waiting for production, distribution, hotlines, and websites. Wait for the Lord. And the Lord is here. Here in the present moment. Here in the midst of the disaster. There in the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. God is not waiting for a national pandemic strategy to show up. Whatever we would come up with, in fact, and this is in some ways meant to be, this is meant to be consoling, whatever we would come up with on that score, God regards the way God regards grasshoppers hopping around in our yards. We would regard grasshoppers hopping around in our yards. That's not to say we shouldn't have plans. It's simply to say that all of our plans, however well-intentioned and set, cannot give us the strength that we so desperately need. Our plans are simply no substitute for spending time with God. For renewal of strength, rest for weary minds, weary souls, spirits, is found in being with God in the present moment and allowing God to be the one that we wait for and to put all other interests on pause. Consider, for example, Jesus in today's gospel reading. This is just a sliver of Jesus' life, basically a sort of a 14-hour stretch. Jesus comes to his friend's house after having taught in the synagogue all day. He heals Peter's mother-in-law, and as soon as the sun goes down, which means that the Sabbath was over, people are bringing him other ill folks, folks who need to have demons cast out, people who need to be healed. He works all evening. But then what does he do? In the morning, while it is still dark, he goes out to a quiet place where he can pray, undoubtedly looking at the stars that his father has named. While people were calling for him the way they're now calling Butler Hospital's hotline for vaccine appointments, Jesus took a moment of rest to remember his fundamental connection to his Creator. He waited on the Lord, and in the Lord found strength. And so when his friends came to him to say, "It's time, you've got to get back to work," he was ready to go, not only to heal the sick people at home in Capernaum, but to get back out on the road to proclaim the message to all the other villages and towns where he was sent to go. Earlier this week, I read an article in the Washington Post about the Slovenian freestyle diver Alenka Artnik, who holds the women's record in that sport. In all honesty, I did not know this sport existed before reading this article. Freestyle diving involves people who dive into the deep sea without any kind of breathing apparatus whatsoever. They will go down to lethal depths, often holding onto a line, just simply for the thrill of being able to hold the title. 350 feet deep you can go down. And at that depth, the barometric pressure changes, wreaks havoc on your body, on your lungs. People pass out and will die doing this, but as with many thrills, it's something that some people take on as a challenge. In this article, the Artnik, who holds the world's record for having done this, said that the trick to being successful when you dive to such depths is not thinking. In fact, not focusing on the goal of reaching the surface again. Artnik said, "It's the end of the dive when you start thinking about that, because then all your thoughts are burning oxygen." So the key for a successful deep dive, meaning the key to holding your breath for 3 minutes while you go down and back up again, is to be completely in the present moment. For so many right now, it seems to me the circumstances around us feel like a deep dive. The pressure's on, there are so many goals, so many things we would love to do and we surface. And yet the one thing that's truly worth waiting for, the one who can truly renew our spirits, our strength, our hope, is right here in this present moment. What we need, we cannot achieve. But with God's constant presence, by God's mercy, with the strength that created the stars trained on our broken hearts and our weary spirits, the strength that we truly need can be received. Amen.